Welcome to this beginner Ableton lesson on managing samples and folders for drum and bass. This session is energetic, focused, and practical. We'll build a clean DNB sample library, slice a break, create a drum rack, and make sure your projects are portable so you never lose a break or a sub. Work at 170 to 175 BPM. I'll give you exact menu actions, recommended settings, and small device chains using Ableton stock devices. Ready? Let's go. Lesson goals. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a sensible folder layout on your drive, a reusable drum rack and a sliced break mapped into a MIDI pattern, a short processing chain for darker drums, and a reliable workflow for adding sample folders to Liv's browser, tagging favorites with collections, and consolidating projects using Collect All and Save. First, set up your folder structure. Open your OS file browser and create a master folder called samples/dnb. Inside that folder, make subfolders with consistent prefixes so searching is instant. For example, kicks with files named kick0124b441.wav, snares with snare0124b.wav, hatspur with hat01.wav, breaks with brkmn130b24b.wav, subs with sub01.wav, effects with fx01.wav, and a processed folder for stems you've mangled. Use 24-bit WAV or 32-bit WAV for sources. Avoid MP3 as a primary source. Keep file names short and consistent. Metadata like BPM or bit depth can go after the short name. Now add that folder to Ableton's browser. In Live's browser on the left, click Add Folder, then navigate to your samples/dnb folder and select it. To keep your places organized, right-click or control-click entries in places to reorder them. Your dnb folder will now always be visible inside Live. Use Collections for instant access to go to sounds. Right-click a sample in the browser and choose a collection color. I recommend a simple color scheme: red for breaks, yellow for kicks, green for subs, blue for snares and claps, purple for FX and Vox. Collections live at the top of the browser and give you single-click access to your most used sounds. Huge time saver. Audition samples fast. Set Live's preview volume high enough in the browser so you can hear samples clearly. Use the preview to hear samples in tempo by dragging them onto a clip slot or into arrangement and pressing space to play the transport. For warp modes, turn warp off for one-shot hits like kicks and snares. For full breaks, set warp to beats mode and preserve one or two transients. If you must stretch a break a lot, try Complex Pro. For DNB, you'll usually pick beats with preserve 1-2 transients and then fine-tune if the tempo changes the feel. Now the core technique, slicing a break. Drag a break from your breaks folder into an audio track. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Choose a slicing preset. For classic Amen-style chops, transients works great. If you want mechanical, grid-based chops, pick 1/16 or 1/32. Let Lev create a drum rack with slices mapped to MIDI notes. It will also create a MIDI clip pattern for you. Set your project to 174 BPM and play the MIDI clip. Edit the MIDI notes to build a rolling 16-bar pattern. Duplicate, vary, add fills. Teacher note: do this one section at a time. Make a solid 4-bar groove and then extend it. Open the drum rack and flesh out separate chains for kick, snare, and hats. For a kick chain, load a one-shot kick sample into a simpler with warp off. Add EQ8 to clean sub, below about 30 Hz if needed, saturator with drive around 2-4 and soft clip enabled for warmth, then glue compressor with a fast attack and moderate ratio, aim for around 1.5:2:1 and target a couple dB of gain reduction. Finish with utility to set width and a small gain trim, maybe -1 to -3 dB. For snare, use a simpler and add a quick compressor for snap, attack between 0.5 and 3 milliseconds, release around 60 to 120 ms. For hats, a simpler one-shot, maybe an auto-filter for subtle movement or an envelope to shape decay. Create parallel processing with an audio effect rack on the drum rack master chain. Make two chains, a clean dry chain and a distorted heavy chain with saturator, EQ8, and compressor. Macro map distortion amount to a macro knob, so you can dial in grid instantly. Save the kit to your user library by clicking the drum rack title bar and choosing Save Preset. Put it in a clear folder like User Library Presets Drum Rack's DNB kit name so you can recall it later. Then consolidate everything into the project. In Lev, go to File, then Collect All and Save. Check the boxes for samples from elsewhere and any other relevant sources. This copies external samples into a samples folder inside your Live Set folder, so the set is portable. Use File, Manage files, manage project to verify missing files or remove unused samples. Teacher tip, always collect all and save before moving a project between machines. Warping rules for DNB are simple. Full breaks use beats with preserve one or two transients. One shots have warp off. If you're slicing, let lice slice raw audio and set drum rack simpler instances to warp off so slices play with their natural transients. Backups and version control. Keep a project's archive with version numbers, for example Ableton project slash DNB project name underscore V001. Back up your main samples and projects folders to an external SSD or cloud mirror. Renaming or moving individual files across machines creates broken links instantly, so maintain one canonical sample drive whenever possible. Common mistakes to avoid. Not collecting samples into the project will bite you when you open the set on another machine. Always collect. Messy file names make searching slow. Use consistent prefixes. Don't warp everything by default. Warping a one-shot can destroy its transient. And save drum racks and instrument racks to your user library, so you stop rebuilding the same kit. Pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Resample and glue your hits. Route your drum rack output to an audio track. Record a few bars. Consolidate the recording and then process that audio with saturator, utility and EQ8. This audio version is shortened for playback.